Chapter 51, Mamma Mia. Over the last few years, a new realm of scientific exploration has revealed another potential cause of autism. During the development of the fetus, if the mother's immune system is activated, it can negatively affect the development of the baby's central nervous system. This effect is being studied aggressively because significant maternal immune activation, or MIA, has been shown in animals to be capable of creating neurological dysfunction resembling autism. The development of the fetal nervous system is a delicate process guided by a complex sequence of chemical and hormonal changes we don't fully understand. Initially, the brain appears to overdevelop. During the latter stages of pregnancy, and even after birth, changes occur which begin cutting back on the connections, a process referred to as synaptic pruning. The myelin sheath, which surrounds and insulates nerve cells, begins to form in the most primal parts of the brain, but is incomplete until months after birth. If the mother undergoes significant immune activation during these critical development periods, the chances of her fetus developing neurological issues increases. While this should be alarming to anyone who is pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant, in most situations, thankfully, the body seems capable of handling infection without adversely affecting the fetus. Few mothers could probably recall a single pregnancy in which they never got sick. But something is happening, something disturbing, which makes it appear that developing babies are at risk more so than they ought to be. The routine administration of vaccines during pregnancy ought to give anyone pause. The aluminum contained in the Tdap shot recommended to pregnant mothers is concerning, but both the Tdap and flu vaccines are capable of creating significant maternal immune activation on purpose. Knowing that a significant immunological event is capable of creating neurological harm, it would seem most would not take their chances on intentionally creating the activation of four separate infections. A medical procedure so dangerous it has never been safety tested in pregnant women. As is the case with encephalitis, the normal course of a maternal infection may not pose much of a problem. Even though this phenomenon appears capable of creating the neurological dysfunction of autism, it rarely did, until more recently. Instead, it may be a chronic, long-running bout with illness that is more likely a possible trigger. It is mostly women who struggle with autoimmune illness, and starting a pregnancy with the inflammation of these disorders is not something anyone would want for their child. In fact, most women who are experiencing the aggressive flare-up of an autoimmune or chronic illness would probably avoid getting pregnant. Subconsciously, their maternal instinct would signal to them that it would be safer once the worst had passed. Unfortunately, something strange may happen during pregnancy that can cause the appearance of an autoimmune illness out of nowhere, an event which can be traced all the way back to vaccines the mother received as a child. Since aluminum was first used in vaccines, the painful nodules that form at the injection site have been a problem. Both parents and doctors noticed them right away because none of the other shots caused similar trouble. Initial safety tests were solely focused on striking the right balance between the inclusion of enough aluminum to make the vaccine work and injecting as little aluminum as possible, knowing the tender granulomas they would create. Doctors didn't know it at the time, but those granulomas are remarkably robust and can last for decades. For some people, the nodules are deep within the muscle and are rarely noticed. Others are always aware of their presence, like little gremlins that exist just beneath the surface of their skin, sometimes an annoyance, other times, like during sickness, becoming inflamed and painful to touch. Despite the pain they can cause, the bands of tissue that form around the aluminum are doing their job, keeping the aluminum inside from reaching other more sensitive parts of the body. As the association between aluminum adjuvants contained in vaccines and autoimmune illness continues to be confirmed, these granulomas may end up serving a very important shield against chronic illness. If the aluminum trapped inside were allowed to escape and move throughout the lymphatic system, it might be capable of creating an immune response so aggressive that the body turns against itself, the hallmark trait of autoimmunity. In fact, The inadvertent release of this aluminum may be the specific reason so many girls develop autoimmune disorders during their teenage years. Why? For males, these granulomas are extremely resilient and appear to hold up under all manner of assault except extreme physical exertion. It is not uncommon to hear of men developing an autoimmune illness soon after starting a new job or sports activity that requires intense bodily movement. Under extreme compression or torsion, an aluminum-containing granuloma, something anyone vaccinated as a child is likely to have several of, may rupture and release the compound into the lymph or blood, interacting with the body in such a way as to produce an autoimmune response. Once a female begins her menstrual cycle, something very specific happens which may explain what is happening. Once a month, she will produce a large amount of relaxin, a hormone designed in part to break down the endometrium lining her uterus. This hormone is so good at this job, it has also been shown in studies to break down the tough tissues of cystic fibrosis. After a few years of this hormone cycling through the body once a month, it may be inevitable that some of the aluminum-containing granulomas inside her collapse from the effects of relaxin. If this is what is actually happening, it would be understandable why so many females begin to experience autoimmune illnesses once they become teenagers. Relaxin serves another important purpose, this one during pregnancy. Large amounts of this hormone begin to be produced by pregnant women for two reasons. One is to allow the uterus to more freely expand to accommodate the growing fetus. Without this temporary flexibility, contractions would start too early, resulting in a premature birth. Secondly, the relaxin hormone softens joints and tendons, granting them extreme pliability to allow for an easier birth, likely the reason many women experience knee pain after birth as the joints lose their pliability and contract to their former shape. In a natural state, this rush of relaxin in the pregnant body is perfectly suited to ease the difficulties of birthing a child. But because most women were heavily vaccinated as children, some are likely to have aluminum-containing granulomas yet to be disturbed. With the continual stream of relaxin production experienced during pregnancy, it would be unsurprising to see one or more of these granulomas fail. Likewise, it is not surprising that many women develop autoimmune illnesses during and after pregnancy. Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, and many other disorders that formerly perfectly healthy women experience for the first time in their lives soon after they became pregnant. This hypothesis needs more study to confirm, but the facts support what may be happening. The hormonal changes of the menstrual cycle and pregnancy, changes which men never experience, are perfectly suited to disrupt the tissue used to wall off aluminum from the rest of the body. If a woman has a pre-existing autoimmune condition going into pregnancy, it is something she's probably already familiar with and knows the triggers that cause flare-ups. For many other women who had never experienced any chronic illness before, pregnancy can trigger a sudden onset of autoimmunity that doctors are currently unable to explain. Obviously, the immune activation created by such an event is extremely alarming. In any pregnancy, particularly a woman's first, it is tough to know which changes are natural and which are not. Between the morning sickness, food aversions, and other dramatic adjustments the body undergoes, some women would not be immediately aware that something was wrong. It's only after the pregnancy, when the rest of her body has returned to a more normal state, that she would realize something significant had in fact changed. The most alarming component of this hypothesis, should it prove to be true, is not just the immune activation created in the mother, but the possibility that the free-floating aluminum recently released from a dissolved granuloma travels into the fetus. Knowing its effects as a neurotoxin, the thought of a developing fetal brain dealing with this assault is frightening. The fact that pregnant women are purposefully injected with an aluminum-containing vaccine every day should make any physician or nurse question their professional commitment to first do no harm. Thankfully, despite the dangers theorized, this is an extremely rare event. Most mothers have perfectly healthy babies. But with increasing numbers of young mothers who likely received numerous aluminum-containing vaccines as children and teens, we should expect to see numbers for autism and other neurological illnesses continue to rise for perhaps another generation, even if the amount of pediatric vaccines does not increase. There are mothers who have gone to great lengths to ensure their baby has a healthy start, a natural home birth with no epidural, no vitamin K shot, no vaccines, and yet something happened. Something about their baby's development felt slightly off from near the beginning. Neurological issues, food allergies. This phenomenon may offer some answers, an explanation as to what might have caused problems in the children whose mothers worked so diligently to protect them. Nevertheless, the possibility that vaccines women received 10 and 20 years ago may resurface during pregnancy in such a way to harm their children's development is so frightening, it is difficult to even discuss.